Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live throughout the world, KCNR1460.com at 7:06 in the morning. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, sir.
You and me.
Indeed. May I make a quick observation this morning for those people lucky enough to live on the west side? As I came down Placer Hill this morning, the sunrise was absolutely amazing, and the angle was perfect so that the sun appeared to be literally sitting on top of Lassen Peak with all those clouds coming off, and it was just like, I am so glad I live in Northern California to be able to see things like this, and it's a common sight. People would pay money for that.
Well, we were just talking the day before yesterday. We had lunch with our friends from Wells Fargo. Advisors. And we were all talking about why we were here because, nobody had been born here and raised here. And everybody said the same thing. It was just, you know, it was things like that sunrise this morning. It's driving down 44 and seeing the snow covered mountains that are there. It's being able to go up and go skiing and then come back down, go fishing, and literally go skiing and then get to the ocean easily in one day. It's absolutely beautiful. If it wasn't for the politicians, this place would probably be almost perfect. Today we have got a lot going on today. George Runner, who is from the State Board of Equalization, got him coming on. He's going to come on around 7:30. He's going to talk about that 3.5 cents a gallon tax that the State Board of Equalization, this was not your legislators. They voted it in, 3.5 cents per gallon tax. And it was 2-2. It was the two Republicans, one from up here, George Runner, and the one from San Diego area. It was 2-2, and of course, John Chang, and I may have this wrong, but the state comptroller voted for the tax. Now, it didn't have to be that, but we're going to talk about that. Plus, there's another tax they just passed, my friends, that if you don't know about this one goes, I think, back to 2009, retro. They can go back and charge you back to then. We're saying legislators, you can't tax us. Well, they don't have to. You've got this group. We're going to talk about that. And then Rick Bassetti, Reading City Council, man, is going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit about the city, but we're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about the Colt 45s and Rick's new position here as general manager. Cause, you know, everybody knows or should know is that Rick was a professional baseball player, and that's not really easy to do. Plus, we've got about 1,000 other things to talk about. Plus, this is Friday, so outside the wire. Drones, planets moving, you name it, it's on that, and followed by Agenda 21. But let's start off with Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are modestly higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 14,350. The S&P 500 is adding a fraction at 1545, while the NASDAQ Composite is unchanged at 3232. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 136 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 15 cents at $12.11. Citigroup up 72 cents at $45.72. Pandora Media up $2.21 at $13.94, while General Electric is adding 7 cents at $23.74. Of local interest, PG&E down 16 cents at $42.71. Safeway's off 11 cents at $23.81. And Home Depot's up 31 cents at $70.56. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.05%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26%. Oil's down 26 cents a barrel at $91.30. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $3 an ounce at $15.81.40, while silver's up 29 cents at $29.11. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You want some advice about what to do with your money and investments, give them a call at 243-7561 or head on down to Park Marina Drive. Nice people. And they're truly, you know, citizens of our area here, and they have great knowledge on Wall Street. Bad Bob, weather.
Well, Weather Channel says partly cloudy, and National Weather Service says mostly sunny. So take your pick. A high will be near 63. Winds out of north 6 to 8 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low around 40, and then sunny for your Saturday. High pushing the 70-degree mark. And right now in Reading, 44 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Great. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Last night was pizza night, and they have music on the weekends. Gosh, horseback riding, sporting clays. They've got, weddings and beautiful venues out there. Not at the chapel, of course, because that's a private chapel. And no matter what people say, there's no weddings performed there. And the people that say that are woefully ignorant. But it's a great place. I mean, the food is just great. And the staff can't do enough to help you and make sure you have a great experience. And some of Vineyards. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including something Bad Bob needs to talk about, that people dying for no reason. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lundebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Okay, welcome back. It is 7:15 in the morning, KCNR 1460, Carl and Lindebach. All right, let's go on. Let's hit a few things quick, and then I'll let Bob have his turn. Rand Paul's filibuster, a huge success. You know what? Isn't it funny? You know, you talk about filibusters. Rand Paul says there's something wrong here. And talked for 13 hours without leaving. First of all, if you can do, you must be a young man. Because 13 hours for a man of Bob's age, unless you had a catheter, you're not going to be able to be there. Anyway, and what he was saying is, I am, you know what, this thing about the drones. He said, I have questions about the drones. Why won't the president or the attorney general answer it? So after 13 hours, Eric Holder sends a one-paragraph letter to Rand Paul. And he says, it's come to my attention after 13 hours, right? They're saying, oh, how can we get out of this? It has come to my attention that you have now asked an additional question. Does the president have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil? That's very important because Holder said they're going to start using drones for surveillance on American soil. The answer to that is no. No. The president does not have the right to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat. Now, that leads me to another question then. Not engaged in combat. What's combat? I mean, is it combat by the rules of warfare that you're actually taking up arms against the authority? Well, what happens, does it open the door for things like, and we're going to talk about this on Outside the Wire, so start getting your questions ready. But let's just ask this question. It takes up, that's not engaged in combat. Say the water is being seized up in the North State by the Fish and Game Department, and people stand up and say, you're not going to seize our water. And they, you know, and it comes to, people standing there with weapons. Does this mean, is that combat then? I don't know, bad Bob. Is that combat?
Well, if
or is that a civil insurrection?
That's a good question.
And if it's civil insurrection,
very open-ended.
Is it civil insurrection? Can then they come at you like that with drones, weaponized drones?
If your emails reveal that you're just thinking about bad things about El Presidente, can they?
Well, it doesn't even have to be El Presidente. Just say, "Hey, I am going to the IRS." Office needs to be. What if somebody writes something? You know, these guys they had up in, I think it was Wisconsin or Michigan or someplace, that they all arrested for being terrorists because they were old guys talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, they turned them all loose because that's all they were, old guys talking about it.
How many times have you said, I'm going to kill that so-and-so?
I've not said that.
Well, usually, a lot of people do say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I understand that. Well, that, you know, don't do that. Especially if you say it electronically or over your cell phone or in the air. I mean, because all those words get picked up someplace. There's computers looking at them. I mean, I don't want to get into the paranoia thing, but they are there because that's what they do. If they find so many words that talk, Al-Qaeda finances bank, I mean, I can probably pretty sure that you're going to get into some kind of database. It doesn't mean that some human's going to look at it. It just means it's going to be flagged. All right. But speaking of our rights, TSA, we broke this story a few days ago, but I just wanted to go back in case some people did not hear about it. They have said that small pocket knives, like those little ones you carry with the scissors on them for your fingernails, are not going to be illegal anymore. As long as you don't have like a little grip on it or it doesn't have a nuclear device attached to it. So you can start bringing those little pocket knives again and up to 2 golf clubs. And I think they said a lacrosse stick, but I'm not sure, or field hockey stick. Of course, the airline attendants union says, danger, Will Robbins, danger. Well, TSA says, you know what? We've got enough problems as it is, but those have not really been a problem to us as far as the, taking over planes and beating people to death. $24 million more in a state gun seizure program. People that are prohibited from owning weapons but still have them, even though they bought them legally. So they put $24 million into that program now to set up more teams to seize more weapons. I'll talk about that at some other time. We got to take a break. When we come back, we need to talk about Bad Bob's got something that will save lives. And I think it's important everybody hears. We'll be right back.
Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a Mardi Gras Masquerade, a year to remember, 2013. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. This year, we were proud to recognize the Shasta Treatment Center with an extra award for all the work they do. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. We would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support, especially KCNR.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show, right here on KCNR 1460, with Carl and the Bot, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our great buddies down there, who give they do so much for the community. You know, you have to, and also, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great pricing. You can buy beans down there, if you know, by the pound for really good prices. Go next door and they will meet or beat any of the tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, Bad Bob, a 5-year-old drowned and his daddy.
A 27-year-old man and his 5-year-old son are dead, and it is a absolutely needless tragedy. California law says 12 and under will wear a life jacket when on the water. The boy did not. He went into this murky, cold pond. The father went in after him. They were heavily dressed. The water was 44 degrees and very murky. They did not come back up. Utterly, completely preventable tragedy. If the kid had been wearing a life jacket, he'd have fallen in, he'd have bobbed on the surface like a cork. Dad could have fished him out, could have, you know, warmed him up, could have gone about, on about their business. Instead, a family has been devastated. Absolutely needless, and I get passionate about this because I am a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we hammer on this. Wear your life jacket on the water. Kids have to wear them on the docks. It's that simple. It is not a huge... If you can't afford a life jacket, contact the auxiliary. We'll get you a couple, especially for the kids. That's it.
I'm sad. You know, it's a sad thing when something like that happens. And people, you know, and that's the first thing I thought is, why didn't that kid have a life jacket on?
It is the law. And it's,
you know, even if they think they can swim, even if they think they can swim, they hit cold water and they said there's a lot of debris in the water. They could have gotten snagged or just he could have hit his head. But if he'd had the right kind of a life jacket on, it would have popped him to the surface and he could have just been reached out and grabbed.
Absolutely. And instead, there's a little boy who was left in the boat, watched his father and his brother. I think it was his father and his brother, die. Yeah. And what's that do to, and what's that do to a family? So, you know, parents, be parents, please. That's all I can say.
Okay. I think it's great. Hey, okay. I think, you know what? People can do it. And you said the Coast Guard would give to children.
If you absolutely cannot afford a child's life jacket, contact your Coast Guard flotilla and we'll figure out how to get you one. Everybody in the flotilla's got a few spares that are kid size. We'll go buy one for you. And, well, it's not for a blanket thing, but if you absolutely can't afford it, we'll get you one.
Okay. You know, I said this the other day. I mentioned this the other day. 2,706 sex offenders have dropped from sight last year. 15% more since AB 109 has been passed. What do we mean by they dropped from sight? Well, they were supposed to be reporting to somebody. Well, they're not. They've cut off the GPS bracelets. They've done all those things. And so they're out there wandering around. Where are they wandering around at? Well, if they knew, I'm supposed they'd probably pick them up. But so you have that many. 2,706 sex offenders have just dropped out of the reporting system. You know, I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, $24 million in funds are going to the state gun seizure program. People are prohibited from having a weapon. Okay, these are people that have had felonies, violent misdemeanors, or they have restriction, what is that, Bob, get off the computer and talk to me. Restraining orders.
Yeah.
If for marital, in a marriage, like for violence in the marriage or something like that. So these are people that bought these weapons legally.
Mm-hmm.
And then through cross-checking, they've gone back and said, oh, this guy's got a felony. Oh, this guy's got a restraining order. Now you've got these teams that are going to be going to people's houses and saying, well, yeah, that's what it's, yeah, I mean, that's what they do. You have an illegal weapon. They collected like 20,000, weapons, and they've said that there's just so many out there. And the state senator says, we are saving all these lives out there. What they're saying, knowing that there are 40,000 weapons out there today, and if there were to be, heaven forbid, anything happening, like what happened in Newtown. Oh, we're sitting here on $19 million. Well, the point is that how long has it been out there? What's a violent misdemeanor? Did you get in a fight when you were like 18 and you're 52 now?
Yeah.
Is that still on the record book? Does that mean that you shouldn't have a weapon?
So it's gone from felonies to misdemeanors.
Violent misdemeanors and a restraining order. If it has something to do with, I guess it was, violence in a marriage but I'm not sure it says, a domestic violence restraining order, or who are determined to be mentally unstable. Well, let's go into that mentally unstable thing. Who's the one that's declared the mentally unstable? You know, we just went through this with the Veterans Administration talking about this. We had a constitutional attorney on here talking about that. If it's who says somebody's mentally unstable? And is has the person had a chance to fight it? Is this, and where does this even come from? Does that include people from the Veterans Administration?
Hmm.
See, all these things, there's a lot of things where people go, oh yeah, people that are mentally unstable. And it was passed by there was nobody voted against this bill. Nielsen abstained. But every Republican voted for this bill too.
Hmm.
Maybe there's more to it. When we have a Jim on, I'm going to ask him about that. You need a legacy, right? 80% of high school graduates in New York can't read well enough to enter community college. Most, these 80% must relearn reading, math, and writing. The three R's, right? And even better, this is Mayor Bloomberg, so it looks like his legacy is gonna be sodas, salt, and stupidity.
I would say there's a difference between ignorance and stupidity, and I would call this ignorance.
I know that. Okay, but I had to use an S in here, okay? but they did give out 13,000 doses of of contraceptive medicine to their students during this same year. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are on the rise as investors cheer a better-than-expected report on the U.S. labor market and strong results from the stress tests on banks. The Dow Industrial Average already hit an intraday high. The S&P 500 is also up for a sixth straight session. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting technology partners retailer CDW has hired J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, and Goldman Sachs to lead its initial public offering for later this year. Reuters says the proposed IPO could raise about $750 million. CDW was taken private back in 2007 by Madison Dearborn Partners and Providence Equity Partners for more than $7 billion. And is your baby stroller British spy-worthy? Luxury car maker Aston Martin and upscale stroller maker Silver Cross have teamed up for the ultimate travel system for your infant. The price tag, roughly $3,000. Aston Martin cars have been featured in several James Bond films, including Goldfinger, Tomorrow Never Dies, and Skyfall. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. That's us. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. From a little bitty chip on that windshield to cracks up to 24 inches in length, Jeff guarantees his work. There's nobody in town that will do that. Jeff guarantees his work, and if he can't do that job, he'll tell you right up. He doesn't, it doesn't take your time or money. Go down and visit him at 3280 Market Street right here in Redding, or give him a call at 241-8373, 241-8373, Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. The clocks. And thank you to the lady that just called us. Thank you. But we're springing forward here, right?
Yes, before you go to bed Saturday night, set your clocks ahead 1 hour, because at 1:59, it jumps to 3 a.m. as it does. Of course, this is earlier than we are used to, those of us who grew up with daylight savings time, because of, mandates from Congress. Some states actually don't do anything with time. Arizona, for example, does not participate in daylight savings time. But anyway, yes, set your clock forward 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday, and you'll be in sync on Sunday.
Where are you going to be at 1:59?
Yeah, probably right here.
Right here.
Talking to the computer.
There you go. Love it.
Hey, okay. Holding the computer by the hand.
There you go. Hey, look, our guest is George Runner, who is from the State Board of Equalization. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I know it's busy.
Glad to be here.
I know it's busy in SAC there. And, but I just had to call you because, and thanks a lot for coming on. What the legislature doesn't do, the State Board of Equalization does. Is that right?
Well, certainly what the legislature does then gives responsibility and authority then to lots of different agencies and governmental regulators.
That's easy for you to say. Okay.
Yeah, not this morning apparently.
You know what? I was kind of out of the mix last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I didn't watch a lot of news, and so it came to me as a huge surprise that we now have a new tax levied on us.
Yeah, what happened is, let me give you a little background. 3 years ago, the legislature, along with the Governor Schwarzenegger at that time, created what was called the gas swap. And the whole purpose for that was to try to find about $1 billion, a little over $1 billion, that they can move from highway funds to the general fund to help balance the deficit at that time. And so that was done. I was actually in the legislature at the time, a state senator, and voted against it, really for some of the same reasons that we're seeing today now. And what it did is it lowered the sales tax but raised the excise tax. Excise tax is what you pay for gasoline that goes for roads and highways to make up for the money that was basically stolen to help balance the general fund. And as a result of that, there was this new law that was put into place, which requires the Board of Equalization, which is the board I'm on now, to recalculate it each year in order to make sure that the revenues will stay the same to the state of California as gas prices and gas consumption fluctuates.
Well, and all that means for all of us out here that are doing this, that it sounds like to me somebody is it's a way of moving things around.
It really was. It had nothing to do with trying to make tax policy clear or better. Help taxpayers understand where their money's going to when they pay a tax. It had to do with basically taking money that was supposed to be for use for one thing and using it for another, and then creating this kind of a scheme, if you will, to make up for it.
Okay.
And that's what we live with right now, and it's unfortunate. And as a result of that, the Board of Equalization last week had to recalculate the tax on gas, and came up with a 3.5 cent per gallon increase that'll start on July 1st.
Now, did it have to be 3.5 cents?
No, it didn't, and I voted against it. Because there's two parts to it. One is each year it's set, and for the last few years it's been almost nothing. I think it was 2/10 or 3/10 of a cent 1 year, and 3 cents, 2-4 cents, 0.4 the next year. So it's been pretty small. And so what the law says is that the board has got to look backwards to see if, again, this was the state didn't lose any money in this old calculation the year before. And then it has to then, the board is responsible for projecting the cost of gas and consumption in the next year and then calculating a rate, an increase based on that. And that was the part I really objected to, because there's just no way we can effectively calculate and guess what the rate of consumption and price is going to be on gasoline in the next year. And that was actually much of the increase, 3.5 cent increase was based upon this, projection, which, again, I don't think we can do very well.
Okay, now, 3.5 cents per gallon that's going to hit in July, of course, during the summer when everybody's driving. This is such a, what do they call it, a regressive tax, that really hits people that are in the lower incomes?
Well, certainly disproportional, that's for sure. It doesn't just, anybody who drives a car is going to get hit with this. And if you have less disposable income, it's a greater hit on you than it is than the first person who has more disposable income. So you're right. It's very regressive.
And so here's a 3.5% tax that's levied on each gallon of gas that you buy. And nothing in the state legislators can sit there and giggle up their sleeves because they didn't do it.
Right. Not only the ones that are there now, but I mean, the ones that did this were there three years ago.
Which is most of them.
Well, not in assembly. It's not actually. Most of them weren't there then.
Really?
But you're right, and it's one of those issues to where, again, it was done for all the wrong reasons. And as a result of that, I think taxpayers suffer, both in regards to the cost of their gasoline and also just in regards to a policy that makes taxation unclear and hard to understand.
How can you raise my tax? Not you, George. This is a royal you. Can you raise my taxes? You don't represent me. Well, I guess you do represent this area, but my assemblyman, my senator, I could talk to them. But you on a board, if I didn't know you and you are an elected official, which is, I think you're all the only elected ones in the whole country.
Right, the only elected tax board, right.
And this was a 3-2 vote.
Yeah, it was passed 3-2. Two of us voted against it. 3 voted for it.
Including the winning vote there was who?
Well, it depends, I guess, which one you want. Any one of them was the third vote.
Right. But,
representatives from Los Angeles, voted for it. Representatives from, San Francisco voted for it. And the state controllers, voted for it. So those were the three votes.
Okay. Okay. Now you've got another tax that's coming up though, right? And I got to take a break here that we talk about. This is a retroactive
tax. You're listening to Fox News.
This is a retroactive tax that's coming up, I believe.
Well, this is the one tax board did. So we can talk through that. Yes?
Yeah. Let me take a break here. We're going to come back. So you know what? It just keeps getting better and better. They raise our taxes and they say, okay, you're going to pay this much more. It doesn't seem like that much. And then right behind you, oh yeah, but we're also going to raise your tax on gas 3.5 cents per gallon. Not 0.3, but 3.5 cents per gallon. We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney.
My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866. 241-STONE.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things, inviting you to come see us at the Home and Garden Show March 9th, 10th at the Reading Convention Center. We'll have displays of our beautiful home projects, like our gorgeous granite dining room tables, fire pit tables, and wine bars. And for the barbecue lovers out there, our custom-made barrel roasters. That's Estate Granite at the Home and Garden Show March 9th and 10th at the Reading Convention Center. If you can't make it down, give us a call, 241-7866. That's 241-STONE, and we'll show you how to make your home your castle.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, quality service. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Alliance does it all, and they do great work. Been in the business around here since 1992. Go to their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 221-2642. Our guest on this segment is George Runner, who is from the California State Board of Equalization, who, if you don't realize it, if that doesn't strike, you know, terror in your heart, it should, because even though George is one of the guys that we elect and fights against this stuff, a lot of times it goes to a 3-2. We just talked about a 3.5 cent a gallon tax raise that starts July 1st on every gallon of gas you buy. But it gets better, doesn't it, George?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's
or worse.
The thing will always find a way to find more money from taxpayers. I think one of the issues you were talking about now is actually not a decision the Board of Equalization made, but actually was a decision that the State Franchise Tax Board made.
Oh, okay.
And this was in regards to the law in the past. The legislature passed a law numbers of years ago that gave a benefit to individuals who invested in California-based companies. The whole idea was to find entrepreneurs who will kind of invest in California-based companies where more than, I think it's 50% of the employees actually work in the state of California, and they would get an additional tax benefit as a result of that. And that was to kind of, you know, to create employment, innovation in the state of California. And that's been running along. That's what we've had in place for, I think, nearly 20 years now. Well, what happened is the court stepped in. Somebody sued and said, hey, this isn't fair. I invested in a company here in California, but only for an example, only 30% of the people who actually work for this company live in California. This isn't fair; it's discriminatory. And the courts agreed with that. And as a result, they said, California, your law that you have that gives a special benefit to people who invest in companies that have more than 50% of employees in the state of California is unconstitutional, and it was a federal law under the U.S. Commerce Clause in the state, the U.S. Constitution.
Uh-huh.
And so what happened then is the Franchise Tax Board, who oversees the income tax, whose benefit that goes to people's income tax, made a decision. They said, okay, we can't do that anymore. So now people who did this, not only can you not get this anymore, but you know what? We're going to go back 8 years.
8 years.
All those benefits that you received during those 8 years, we're going to take those away, and now we're going to send you a bill for that.
And so it's
outrageous, and it's about $150 million. And these are people, remember, who did everything according to what they believed the law was at the time.
How can you do that?
You know, it is.
How can you do that?
It certainly, it's bad on a number of levels. Number one, for those as individuals. But number two, what kind of message does that give to people who are trying to invest, follow state law, to only find out that when they do, they may get punished for it later on? And so we've been working with the Franchise Tax Board and actually with the state legislature to go back and change that decision that the Franchise Tax Board made. Franchise Tax Board made it administratively. These were bureaucrats who made this decision. We believe that it needs to be changed. There were two ways they could have solved it. Number one, they could have said, hey, from this point forward.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
way people understand it. The other thing they could have done, quite frankly, is said, hey, look, the intent of the law was to help people choose to invest in companies. We would have liked it to be invested in California primary companies, but the court said no. So now we've got to expand this to anybody who invested in these kinds of companies during that period of time and expanded the investment for people. But instead, not only did they limit it, but they went backwards and attempted to send tax bills. Now, we've been able to stop the tax bills from going out as they try to reconsider this and as the legislature is looking at it.
Well, you know, we have a picture of a boat, Bob and I do, and it's got 100 watertight compartments. And, you know, a boat will float as long as it's got, you know, it's watertight. So
right.
When you have 51 or 61 or 71 of your compartments that are flooded, boat's going down. I think this is one that we're going to mark in there, that's going to sink the boat of California. Anyway.
Well, certainly, again, it's one of those issues that not only is going to affect the taxpayers who are focused on this, but the broader picture is people need to be able to know that if they follow the law and they take these tax benefits that are allowed to them, that somehow they're not going to get punished later.
Yeah, I mean, if you take something that, hey, I'm going to write this off on my business. I'm going to write advertising off my business. I'm going to write off gas on my business because our people do it. And they say, well, not so fast. We've decided to change that, and we're going to go back 8 years.
It'd be similar if the court stepped in and said, hey, you know what, that home deduction you take, that's not fair. It's not fair to renters. And so we're going to go ahead and say you can't take that now. And, oh, by the way, not only can you not take it, but you know what, you've been taking it for the last 8 years? Now we want you to send us a check for all that time you have been taking.
For all of that, yeah. Hey, we got to take a break. Hey, George, when we get back, I want to talk about something you might see. Anything coming down the pike that we're all just going to just sit there and I have to mark another spot in our sinking ship, or we're just going to sit here and go, oh, no. But we'll be right back. George Runner, our elected representative on the State Board of Equal of We'll be right back.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our guest is George Runner from the State Board of Equalization. And we've been talking about the 3.5 cent gas tax that's just been foisted on us. It's going to start in July. And then you talk, and we talked about the a franchise tax board that managed to say that people who followed the rules for the last 11 years are getting punished for it. George, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, well, glad to do it. You know, it seems like we're just talking bad news. The good news is that every day we're able to help taxpayers who are struggling with some aspect of dealing with some state agency. And that's really one of the wonderful things we've been able to do, and save taxpayers tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, both individually and corporately. But unfortunately, the atmosphere is pretty hostile to taxpayers in Sacramento.
Well, that is unfortunate. We've only got like about a minute left. Can you do a quick one of how you've saved some money for taxpayers?
Sure. For instance, the board at one time said that farmers couldn't use solar panels and get a tax benefit that's in the law for them. We were able to challenge that, and as a result of that, farmers who were switching from their diesel generators to solar panels were given the benefit of that tax benefit. So we were able to do that successfully. We had a mine up in North State, California, that had a fine of $1 million that was just outrageous because of some things that they had done. And we were able to get that lowered to just a couple $1,000s. So we're able to just
work. Yeah, it does good.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's the benefit of having an elected official.
It is.
Not you as your constituents.
Not just a bureaucrat there, because
they
frankly, I mean, they're good people in that, but some of them, they don't understand it.
Well, they're not bad people. They just are, they're just do what they think they're supposed to be doing. And sometimes they just need a cooler head to prevail and say, hey, think about this.
Oh, come on.
Right there.
Just say it, George. They need to be fire hosed. Come on. Say it. Come on. Okay, you won't say it. You've been elected. All right. Hey, we've got to run. George Runner from the State Board of Equalization, our elected representative. Thank you so much for being with us today.
We'll talk to you again. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be back here after the news. Rick Bassetti, Reading City Councilman, is joining us. We're going to be talking city business and baseball. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Osama bin Laden never went on trial, but his son-in-law will. He was just in court not far from where the Twin Towers were destroyed on 9/11. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live outside the New York City courthouse.
Suleiman Abu Ghaith just pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to kill Americans at his arraignment here at this federal courthouse. The prosecutor says Abu Ghaith gave an extensive post-arrest statement to officials, but did not give any details of what he said. His attorneys did not request bail. No trial date has yet been set. The evidence against him will include videos and audio recordings, some warnings of more attacks. Critics say Abu Ghaith should be treated as an enemy combatant at Guantanamo. His next court appearance here is scheduled for April. Dave?
Courtney, 236,000 Americans got new jobs last month, more than expected, dropping unemployment to the lowest point since 2008. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The 0.2% drop in unemployment to 7.7% was welcome news here at the White House. Alan Krueger, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, says it shows the economy is gaining traction, although he says more work has to be done. He also notes these numbers predate the sequester. The administration has been warning those spending cuts could slow growth. House Speaker John Boehner calls the drop in unemployment positive news, but he notes this is still far above the levels the administration projected would occur under the stimulus bill. Dave?
Mike, John Brennan just got his job, sworn in as CIA director the day after Senate confirmation. In a few hours, cardinals at the Vatican are expected to decide when to start the conclave next week to pick a new pope. It is stormy from New York to Boston, especially bad along the New England coast.
We're in jeopardy of this house going in the ocean, as several of my neighbors are.
In addition to flooding fears, some areas getting a foot of snow. A white-knuckle flight for passengers flying Spirit Airlines to Dallas this morning. The plane struck a bird, had to turn around and go back to Fort Lauderdale. It landed safely. Nobody was hurt. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They called it Linsanity, the crazy rise of a human meteor, also known as Jeremy Lin. Early in the 2012 basketball season, for example, Lin popped a last-second, tie-breaking three-pointer to beat the Toronto Raptors. His defender expected him to drive. Lin calmly stood and shot. Weeks before, as Lin's short career was fading, a series of player injuries put him back in the game. He played hard. Heavy offense. Quick to pass and assist. The NBA's first U.S.-born Asian American revived the New York Knicks. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge, also a basketball fan. When his chance came, an obscure player was ready, and Jeremy Lin responded to the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Syrian rebels are still holding 21 Filipino UN peacekeepers they seized Wednesday near the Golan Heights. They've been negotiating for the release, but the rebels are demanding the repositioning of Syrian government forces. They've been fighting in a civil war. The peacekeepers were on a ceasefire line between Israel and Syria. The funerals today for Hugo Chavez, days after the Venezuelan president died of cancer. His allies from around the world, including Iran's president, are there.
Alongside Ahmadinejad and Raul Castro, Europe's last dictator from Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, a close Chavez ally, will be here. Most of the leaders of Latin America, a very small delegation from the U.S. for the funeral of the man who once called President George W. Bush the devil and President Obama a clown.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Caracas. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused an explosion at a plant in Illinois yesterday that left 9 workers dead, 2 critically injured.
A blast rocks the cleaning and finishing department at the Amstead Rail Company plant in Granite City, Illinois. Clifford McIntyre ran to help a coworker who was on fire.
First reaction was to try to help put him out with my jacket, and by that time,
Another union brother came over with the fire extinguisher and put him out.
Fire Chief Tim Connolly says people started pouring out of the building.
They looked like they were in some kind of a coal mine working. Their faces were black around their mouths.
It appears gas caught fire. Amstead makes part of the wheel assembly for rail cars. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
There were 9 workers injured. 2 of them were critical. She was nearly assassinated in January 2011. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be awarded the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award for not just recovering from being shot in the head in a shooting spree that left 6 others dead. Giffords is also being honored for becoming a gun control advocate. On Wall Street, the Dow could close at a record high for the 4th straight day. It's currently up 28 points after the news that the unemployment rate dropped in February to the lowest point in nearly 5 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back for our second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 8:05 in the morning, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460 with our chat pack. Good morning, chat pack. Bad Bob, good morning. Give us the weather.
Well, Carl, what we're looking at today, rain, well, you know what? This is yesterday's forecast. Partly cloudy and a high today of about 61. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 50s. Right now in Reading, we have 46 degrees. A report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, maybe that's why people get a little confused in the morning there, Bad Bob, is that we're giving them the weather for yesterday. And now we're going to tell them to fall backwards on Sunday. No, it's spring forward.
Spring forward.
At 1:59 a.m. on a Sunday morning, move your clocks forward. Or as Bad Bob says, well, you don't have to do it then. You can do it earlier in the evening. Okay. Right? Am I right?
Yes, you can do that before you go to bed and no harm, no foul.
There you go. So remember, happens in the background. Move them forward. So that's what we're going to do. But somebody that knows that already, somebody that's on top of everything is our advisor, our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 33 points at 14,362. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1547, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 3236. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 209 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1.02 at $4.3142. Facebook down 52 cents at $28.06. Qualcomm up 14 cents at $66.92, while Microsoft is adding a nickel at $28.19. Of local interest, Costco up 72 cents at $102.69. Renting Bank of Commerce down 3 cents at $5.06. And Harley-Davidson's off a nickel at $54.38. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.05%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27%. Oil's down 24 cents a barrel at $91.32. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $2.34 an ounce at $15.76.06. While silver's up 14 cents at $29.01. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. You know, we missed you at lunch the other day. You know, our Wells Fargo Advisors, all local people that do great work here and good advice. You can give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by on Park Marina Drive at their office and ask them what's going on. They'll be more than happy to help you. Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh and Steve, any of those people down there give you great advice. Okay, let's go to the phones. Amy, what's our fitness tip for the week? Amy, what's our fitness tip for the week? You're live.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Okay, well, the weather is getting better, guys. And so I really want all of you not just to strength train, you know, maybe twice a week in the gym, but I want you guys to start getting outside. Enjoy the weather. It's really good for your mental health to exercise outside. So here's what I'm going to challenge you guys with. Once during the week, I want you to do a 10-minute exercise interval, meaning that maybe you walk fast for a minute and then you walk slow for another minute to recover. I also want you to challenge yourself with a 20 to 30-minute session of, say, walking or hiking or bicycling or swimming. And then on the weekends, when we have a little bit more time to ourselves, I want you guys to challenge yourselves with a 60-minute session of walking or hiking or swimming, doing something active, but getting outside and starting to enjoy the weather that's coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. Hey, you know, I benched 300 pounds the other day.
What?
Yeah, I did. It was 30 pounds 10 times. I needed help in the last two. It was a good thing Linda was spotting me.
So. I am so proud of you.
And then, of course, Bad Bob was lifting a lot. He was lifting 16 ounces for like 2 days. So
doing those bicep curls again. Huh?
That's right. He's doing those. You know what? The other thing, yeah, too, is, you know, the slow walking, Bob and I do that a lot. The fast walking, we are, in fact, as far as slow walking versus fast walking, we are up to 2018 for slow walking, and we haven't quite made that fast walking part yet, Amy.
What's it like a mountain lion to chase after you?
Yo. Well, there's a lot of cougars around here, that's for sure. Okay, let's hey, Adamson's Peak Performance. Amy, you know what? Anybody that wants to work out and have a good, you know, people with great attitudes and a great place to work out, Adamson's Peak Performance, that's for Amy. She's also their head, dietitian there. She'll tell you what to eat. And then she also does things. She's got shock collars in case you want a french fry. So from distances far, far away, she's got her own drone that will follow you around town. And that, okay. Thanks, Amy.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey,
it's not easy being on here. You know, if I can't bring drones into the conversation, what fun is it? Rick Bassetti is here with me now, and Rick's like, oh, here we go, drones. You said you weren't going to ask to drop drones today. Well, I am. Okay. Yeah, Rick, we're going to be talking city, but we're going to be talking baseball, too. It's that time of the year.
Yes, it is.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. With Chef Johnston Deli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866.
248-241-STONE.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things, inviting you to come see us at the Home and Garden Show March 9th, 10th at the Reading Convention Center. We'll have displays of our beautiful home projects, like our gorgeous granite dining room tables, fire pit tables, and wine bars. And for the barbecue lovers out there, our custom-made barrel roasters. That's Estate Granite at the Home and Garden Show March 9th and 10th at the Reading Convention Center. If you can't make it down, give us a call, 241-7866. That's 241-STONE, and we'll show you how to make your home your castle.
Yeah, welcome back.
Oh no, you don't recognize this, do you?
What?
Take I've got Rick.
Yeah, I know.
Rick knows
center field.
Oh,
that was a center fielder.
So what's this?
Oh, come John on, Kroger. Carl.
Center field.
Center field.
Oh, this is a baseball tune.
This was actually the theme song in Baltimore when the Orioles were playing in the late 70s.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
When was it? The mid-70s?
Late 70s.
Late 70s. Late I think 70s. I was in a jungle someplace.
8, 9, 80. Well, thank you very much for being in that jungle for me, okay?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of parts of my life where just people talk about it. I go, where the hell was I?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick Pesetti, of course, is here, Reading City Councilman, but we're not just going to talk city stuff. We're going to talk baseball.
Yes, we are.
But first thing I want to talk about is the Military Order of the Purple Heart is extending an invitation for everybody to join the chapter in the family of Army Specialist Preston Dennis. He was killed in action while serving at the 10th Mountain Division in Kandahar. This was, I believe it was last year. But they're going to have a special Purple Heart ceremony. It's going to be held next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. Also, and this is the big thing, also being honored will be the chapter member and former World War II prisoner of war, Ellis Booth, who will be awarded the Legion of Honor by a delegate from the San Francisco French Embassy for his exemplary wartime military service.
Wow.
So that's big.
Yes,
and that's,
it is.
That's next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
That's the French Foreign Legion.
The Legion of Honor from the French to Mr. Booth. Give Jim Berg a call at 229-0828 and tell him you're going to become an RSVP. I just can't see any reason not to go to that, especially, you know, frankly. No. So, and we're going to talk a lot more about that
I'll
in the next
there.
Few days. Yes, I'm sure. Well, no, you're always yeah. there for things like that for the veterans, Rick, mm-hmm. and we appreciate that. Okay, Rick Pesetti. Okay, anything going on in the city?
Oh, not really. Actually, you know, things are kind of calming down a little bit. Maybe it's the springtime or that sort of thing. You know, we have an issue on a contract for our public access television, but that's, you know, that's just maybe just going through the steps here and trying to watch the presentations and see who's going to run the TV. Other than that, I mean, you know, the budget, we've had, I think, 7 consecutive quarters of break even or just a modest 1-2% increase in uh-huh. sales tax revenue. So, we're not bleeding, uh-huh. you know, everything's kind of stabilized there. We're able to get, the financing now to be able to, bring our police out of
that's,
the sewer
that's what
pit.
I wanted. That's what I want to talk about, okay. the police station, because
yes,
I know that everybody believes we need to do it. And I know Patrick Jones says, well, you know, it's more debt to get into, but Patrick is also supporting it, I believe.
No, he voted against
okay,
it because of the concern of
where's the money coming from?
No, where's REU going? The money.
Oh, that's
quite
right.
Honestly,
where's REU
if
going?
I can give
where
you,
is REU going?
We don't know yet at this point. But here's the real, you know, you say that we can't afford this.
I didn't say that.
Well, people have said
okay.
that you can't afford this. There was a recent ruling in the courts, you know, the counties are supposed to do their calculations every year and the distribution of sales tax revenue. What they found out that the counties were using the wrong formulas of some sort. Okay. So for about a 5 to 7 year period here, every county was, every, the major cities and counties were being shorted money. This is how I understand this. So, there's going to be a one-time settlement coming back to the city of Reading of a neighborhood of about $1.5 million to maybe $1.9 million.
Oh.
And then annually we're going to be gaining, $350,000 to $400,000. We aren't really, it's still in the shakeout, okay?
Okay.
So when we found that out.
That's good news.
When we found that out and we were looking at a $6 million bond to build this building over there, my thought, and this is the motion that was made and it was eventually passed, was to take that 1.9, apply it against the 6. So now we're only financing the 4.1. Okay. Now the debt service on that is going to be
probably a little over $400,000 a year, something along those lines. So now we take that extra money that's going to come in for the new sales tax calculation, and if it's $400,000, Carl, we're only having to find a few thousand dollars extra a month for our police to be in a new facility.
Well, you know what? Frankly, where is REU going, though?
They'll find a place. I mean, you know, there's lots of office space that are out there available.
But that's going to add to the cost, though, right?
Well, that'll be their expense. Yeah, that'll be their expense. Currently, they've been paying us rent.
Oh, okay.
So we'll lose that rent. Okay. So that is an expense. But, you know, the reality is they're an enterprise fund. They're, you know, since we've had these, starting our fifth year of the rate increases. And I explained this at the last meeting too, if you were there.
Yeah.
The one before last.
Yeah.
Well, when we first came on to the council, there was a reserve, cash reserve in the REU of about $43 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That went down over about 4-year period to $22 million, $21 million. We're dangerously getting close to where our bond ratings and our credit worthiness, according to the electric utility world, was not going to be acceptable. Okay. Where did that money go? What was happening to it? We were subsidizing rates. We were taking money out of our reserves and paying extra for gas and extra for electric and stuff to keep from raising rates. And so we were burning through our reserves, keeping the rates down artificially. Well, then the reality of the world comes, we're going to have to raise our rates. And so we chose a 6-year plan to do this in 2-year increments. And now our reserves are back up to about $34 million in cash again. We have to find a method, in my opinion, that it's levelized.
Because it's going to what? 7%
7.8%.
So in 6 years, it's gone 30, up
35%.
35%. So.
Oh yeah.
Is that going to end?
Well, no. Unfortunately, no, Carl.
I just need somebody to tell us up front.
No,
it's not going to end.
It's not going to end.
Yeah.
We will always have pressures to increase.
Is it every other year it goes up? Is that what we're saying? Or every year it goes up?
It's every year it goes up on this 6-year plan. Now, we're going to have to make a decision, or whoever's sitting there is going to have to make a decision, okay, what's going to happen with the rates. And, Carl, the reason things are going up is we're having mandates coming down from the
I understand the reasoning behind this. I understand we're stuck in this green thing that it costs us so much more, and it's going to even be more expensive. Rick, I think people understand that thing.
Yeah.
I think it's 6% a year.
Well, I don't know what the final number
is. No, but it is right now.
No, it's 7.8%
a year
is the program that we started, and we're now in our fifth year. We've been through two 2-year cycles. Now we're in the fifth year of a 6-year cycle of 7.8% increases.
So it's up 35% or more. So it's close to 40%, really.
Close to it.
And then so it's going to be like almost 50% more than we were paying 6 years ago.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Rick Bisset, and that's not why I got Rick on, but what? Paying that much more every year, and I think people need to understand where this is coming from. This isn't something that
it's our legislators
making up.
It's
our legislators in Sacramento, absolutely, in this green thing that Schwarzenegger foisted on us that nobody else in the nation is doing.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we've got like a couple more minutes on that before we change into something you might be a little more interested in. But let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Congratulations, Mr. Bassetti, on your baseball managerial ship. This is your favorite English teacher you're aware of in council meetings.
Mr. Hollihan, how are you doing?
A couple council meetings ago,
yes, sir,
when the electrical rate presentation was made, and I'll say it again, 3 out of the 5 mandates from the feds are the or the state that we are sheepishly complying with happen to coordinate with Agenda 21. And if people don't understand Agenda 21 by now, they should listen to this radio station and or talk to Gary Cass. And as far as the added expense of fighting these county and, or not county, but state and federal is just like the sheeple. And that's what they expect, that like sheep, you'll roll over and play dead. And number two, if I can use a baseball analogy, you have a member of your team, so to speak, that may be all right with the glove, but can't hit. And that is your city attorney. You, as a coach, would not accept behavior from one of your players that I saw Mr. Dubonnet exhibit in Judge Marlowe's courtroom a year ago plus. And with these litigious times, he's not a litigator, and I have that from a highly placed person, and I think it's time you change one of your team members and go with somebody who can work in the courtroom. In the last lawsuit that the city lost with regarding freedom of speech at the library is a good example of his inability to do what he's supposed to do. And I'll take my answer on the air, and thank you for being there.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. You know, I really can't talk about personnel issues, firing people and doing things like that. You know, these are... Yeah, we've lost a couple, and unfortunately we've lost, the situation on Measure B that went down. Once they get appealed out of Shasta County too, and you get down out into the more liberal, venues, everyone's losing. So, I don't know what the answer is going to be right now, but.
Yeah, there's been a couple out there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a question, from the chat room. Yes, they have moved, the call center to Nebraska. Because, and the reason I know is because I called the other day and I was talking to the lady. I said, where are y'all located at? And she goes, Nebraska. Yeah. I went, okay.
Scotts Bluff.
So they've moved, so parts of the call, or the whole call center?
There's 11 call, well, that was 11 positions. And, you would probably like to know in the first week we were hitting the 80 percentile, responses in less than 30 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd never even come close to 40% when it was here.
Well, you know what? Maybe I just don't pay attention to that, but I've always had good help.
Okay.
You know, I mean, good response. And I realized probably maybe other people didn't. I mean, I was just lucky. When we come back here, I mean, the reason that I, you know, well, Rick, you come on all the time anyway, but you've got something new going and it's getting ready to be that part of the year. Let's just talk some baseball.
Yeah, let's
when we
do
get
that.
Back and talk about the Colt 45s and something that you, that's going to be happening for our community. It's going to be good for our community and it's starting real soon. But the Colt 45s has been, how long has it been here in town?
The team right now has been about 7 years.
7 years.
7 years in its inception. It's a wood bat collegiate baseball team.
There's something about the sound of
wood.
Of the horsehide on wood.
Yes.
Is it still horsehide?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, our guest, Rick Bassetti. We're going to be talking baseball when we get back.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A son-in-law and spokesman for Osama bin Laden before his death in federal court in New York, pleading not guilty to conspiring to kill Americans.
We learned that Suleiman Abu Ghaith has now been in the United States for exactly 1 week. No further elaboration about the case against him. As for security, it was very, very tight. There were about 10 security officers inside the courtroom, just a few blocks away from the site of the former Twin Towers.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Lower Manhattan. Prosecutors say a trial should last about 3 weeks, but there's no start date set yet. The new Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel in Afghanistan on his first foreign trip since joining President Obama's cabinet, and another wave of wind and snow blowing through southern New England.
The roads, they weren't that bad earlier, but, you know, as the snow piles up, it gets really slippery out there.
He's in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying 2,000 mine-resistant armored personnel carriers? Do they need them to pack around that 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition they have? And what is planetary shifting? What's it doing to you? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bodd, KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What a great bunch of guys in there, DC, Tim, and Mon. They, you know, you got to take a step back in time because it's the old kind, the old time barbershop. Great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. They shave around your neck and ears. No, they don't give shaves, but they shave around your neck and ears. You know, great haircuts. And, you know, you just sit down there and just chat with them, and it's a lot of fun. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. If you have not tried it, you need to go in there. Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti was our guest in the last half hour, the last segments. But now we have the general manager of the Colts 45s.
The field manager.
The field manager of the Colt 45s baseball team is sitting with us, Rick Bassetti.
Well, thank you, Carl, very much. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? This obviously, baseball has been a part of your life, a huge part of your life.
Very much so.
And the you know, you coached out at Simpson out there and built a great team and a great program out there, and now you're doing now you're with the Colt 45s,
right.
Which you know we had I used to have Greg
Cattery
was on a couple of times. We liked it. We liked the Colt 45s.
He helped found it and get it going and moved it along.
Another pro player.
Greg played about 11 years in the big leagues.
So
we're really excited about this.
What are the Colt 45s? In case people say, oh, you know, I've heard about them, but what are they?
Okay. If you want to pay $5 and watch a 6'5", 215-pound right-handed pitcher throwing 92, 93 miles an hour who plays for the University of Notre Dame, then come down to Tiger Field this summer and you'll see that. It's a wood bat collegiate baseball team. We have two players coming from Notre Dame this year, an infielder and a pitcher. We have players coming from, Michigan. We have players coming from Texas Tech, Florida State, and seven different universities in California. You know, I believe it's like Santa Barbara. We have, UOP, University of Pacific, Davis. And we have a couple of local players on the team as well. These players come into town. They're here for about 9 weeks. We have families that host them. And we have no shortage of families that want to host players. We always would love to have more even. We'd love to have volunteers down there. But it's wood bat baseball. And it's to further the development of collegiate players. These are players who are 19 to probably 21. They're freshmen, sophomores, and juniors only. You don't take the seniors. And we are a nonprofit. We're a 501(c) organization. And so my goal this year is to average 500 people a night down there. And I'm going to be working with various different other groups. And we're going to utilize it as a fundraiser for these other groups as well. You help us sell X amount of tickets, we'll give you part of the gate to do that sort of thing. You know, I was telling you about my first night. It's going to be a veterans night. It's May 31st is when we open up our first game. I've already communicated with chiefs of police from Anderson and Reading, Sheriff Pacinco, and Commander Jerry Flavin from Highway Patrol. We're going to try to get organized a guns and hoses game. Okay, so we'll have all of the law enforcement in Shasta County against all of the fire personnel in Shasta County, and they'll preview our game and sell all the tickets, and the fundraising for that's going to go to the Youth Violence Prevention Council. So, you know, that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to be creating the center of town again. You know, I brought in this little map here and this picture here that shows you some of the improvements that we're looking at Tiger Field.
This is right downtown on Cypress here.
It is in the middle of
town.
Reading. It's right in the middle of Reading.
Nothing's being occupied by other people down there?
You know what happens, though, when you turn the lights on and you got 500 people milling around and doing that down there? The other stuff leaves.
Well, that's good.
The other stuff leaves, and that's just historically been proven over and over. You look around the big leagues. Where are they building all the new stadiums? They're finding the roughest, toughest, nastiest piece of real estate in their communities, and that's where they're building the new stadiums.
Huh.
And so it revitalizes them. When we have big crowds, we might even have to actually use some parking downtown. I'd like to get a shuttle bus going back and forth and, you know, work with groups like Viva Downtown, because wouldn't you like to have 250 people dropped off in the downtown parking center at 10 o'clock at night? You know, they have places to go to. Now they're going to go, they've just finished a ball game, they might go get something to eat, you know.
Well, no, we have, downtown is coming back. And I'd like, you know what, this is, if this can be a, a symbiotic relationship, of course, everybody would like that. The idea of having, people, gosh, they want to talk about city stuff. And mm-hmm. we talk city stuff, we're going to have everybody on and spend hours with that.
Right.
But this is an organization that brings things to, it brings a different light. Into Reading.
We're going to have fun.
This is like a summer baseball league for college players.
Exactly. It's 2 months, June and July.
And they've already played. They finished up their season. And so now they're moving out here to play during the summer.
These are the all-stars.
Yeah.
These are like all-stars.
And they're being housed by families here.
And so can you imagine, and we're also looking at the transition of this into what's called the West Coast League, and maybe after a break here we can go into what that's going to mean to the city of Reading as well. The West Coast League is one of the oldest summer collegiate baseball leagues, and right now it goes from British Columbia, there's two teams up there, into Washington, Oregon, and Reading and Chico will be the two southernmost teams of this league. And so we can talk about what that might be when that happens.
Okay. We're going to be back in a minute. We got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, but we're also talking. He's also the field manager for the Colt 45s, which is getting ready to start their season here. And it's a way of besides for the young men, it's an all-star type baseball group here. It's also a way of maybe raising funds for different community projects right here in the middle of the city.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we, it's not a monster truck read. Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price.
Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The Half Price Sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading. 530-226-0992.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here. Your neighbors making great deals for neighbors. They have everything you could possibly want. A new or previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs, plus their service department is second to none. They will get you back on the road, safe, and everything working. Very professional. Like I said, they take great pride in the customer service. Give them a call at 223-530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors. Great people down there. Bad Bob weather.
Partly cloudy today, high of 67. Mainly clear tonight, low of 39 degrees. As we head into the weekend, 71 for a high. And right now in Reading, we have 50 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, music, great food, the ambiance out there. Soon to have a new conservatory where you can have all types of great events out there. Horseback riding, sporting clays, and of course, like we said, dinner, music. 474-5546. Give them a call out there for reservations. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti, and also the field manager of the Colt 45s,
yeah,
which is getting ready to start out this year.
I am looking so forward to that. You know, the smell of fresh grass. We were talking.
Well, you got to watch that around here too.
Well, no.
We have
not
that smell a lot.
No.
Okay,
fresh mowed grass. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, those are some of the memories, like walking up under the, out of the dugout at Oakland Coliseum or at Yankee Stadium. You know, when you walk out and they just cut the grass. You know, they cut the grass every day in the big leagues. You understand, you're aware of that, right?
Well,
it's like a golf course.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, we're not going to do that down at Tiger Field, but you know, the people will be able to come out. We're going to have shade down there this year too.
Yeah, that was one of the problems. It's 100 degrees out there, and
the bleachers are hot. So we're going to have the bleachers all shaded and covered. So it'll be a much more pleasant experience for you. You're not going to have to sit on 200 degree aluminum seats. You know, they'll at least be shaded, and. I think the people, when they come down this year, you're going to see, have a much better experience. And, you know, I talked about the West Coast League. And if that transition happens, and I think it's getting real close, that is a franchise type situation, Carl. If you want to have a West Coast League franchise team, you've got to pay the league $250,000 for the franchise to come into town. Well, there is a franchise owner that wants to come to Reading. Okay. And so we're currently working with him. They'll be coming in a couple weeks here. We're looking, he's going to put in money to help improve Tiger Field. He wants to finance the balance, not gift it or anything like that. He wants to finance it here locally, and it's for a local group.
Okay. When you say finance it, he'll finance it, and then who pays that back then?
He'll go 45. Yeah. No, oh, the team. Yeah. It's going to be his team, his franchise.
I see. Okay.
It's like opening a mortgage.
Okay. And so he's going to have his own franchise here, so the people come through here. So
they'll come do the same thing. And the West Coast League's average 750 people a night at their ball games, okay? So we're talking about adding about 1,100 to 1,200 stadium seats down at Tiger Field. The backstop, the old backstop, will come down and move closer to the field. The dimensions of the field won't change, just with the viewing area will move closer to it so that we can get the seating in there. The dugouts will be moved closer to the field, and they'll be sunken so that people can look over the top of them. The bleachers will be moved down the sidelines so you have even more seating. So the seating capacity is going to be over 1,500 people down there.
Wow.
So when you have your big nights, fireworks nights, or maybe the Guns and Hoses I was talking about earlier, last year they did it at Klamath Falls at a West Coast League team. They had 1,500 people at that game, and it's a town of 32,000. So, you know, you can have those special nights for the community.
And so part of when these things happen is part of the gate goes back, or you get the beer sales or something?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'll have the nonprofit groups will come in, and they might be running the concessions that night. You know, so here's what you get to have. And so, you know, it's not all about making the money. And none of the West Coast League teams really are. Some of the West Coast Leagues are owned by the cities themselves. Okay. By local groups in the city. Half of the one up in Medford, is that in that scenario. And this gentleman who's coming here owns the other half of it. So, you know, they went in there and the city, people in the community came up with $200,000. He dropped in. There's no financing there. He just paid $200,000 and they're adding the seating up there at the, Harry and David field.
But this isn't going to cost the city or the
taxpayers. No. There's no taxpayers. Right,
I think that we need to say that because, I mean, you are a city councilman.
Absolutely.
And you start hearing things like this. Absolutely. And it will get completely blown out of proportion.
It will. So but here on on the Carl and Linda show, we are telling everybody not one public penny is going to go into the renovation of Tiger Field.
Great.
Okay.
I think everybody needs to hear
Case
that.
Ended, all right?
Okay.
We are actually applying right now for the Baseball Tomorrow Fund. It's run by Major League Baseball to help renovate and build baseball stadiums and fields.
I can see where they might want to be interested in this because you got a bunch of all-stars from the colleges playing, and this would help, you know, this would help in their farm system.
Well, we're actually, you would think that, but
that
fund is geared more towards the 15 to 12-year-old kids. And so we're going to renovate this field because we're only going to be on this thing 27 to 30 games a year.
So the kids can use it.
So the kids can use it. It'll be upgraded for the families. So can you imagine now coming out and having this nice of a facility? Because it isn't just going to be the seating. We're going to upgrade the field itself. The sprinkler system's going to be improved. The grass will be changed.
So you could have like the playoffs right there.
Exactly. Or, you could have the high school championships.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what I'm
things like Shasta that.
Enterprise. Okay.
Exactly. And so, and our Junior Giants program that the city sponsors, you know, we're
going to. So this fills up for everybody.
And so here's one of the events we're going to have in June.
You're going to have to hold that.
Okay.
We're going to be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars break the mold.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Summer,
That's because I'm the mayor.
Yeah. Oh, well, welcome back. KCNR 1460.
I tried to warn
Carl
you.
Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, he's the mayor. We got the mayor here with us. Yeah, Brooke Bassetti's here. We're just talking about electric bills.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ah!
No, you
use less and less and less, and you get charged more and more and more. And you just told me, I've got to talk to you afterwards. I've got to figure out what you do because that is, because you live in, I mean.
Yeah. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, but on June 2nd, Major League Baseball Alumni Association, okay, the MLBPAA is going to be coming to Reading, and with the Colt 45s, we're going to be holding totally free baseball camps, okay, clinics. And the kids are going to be able to come out to Tiger Field. And that, by the way, we had a caller or someone wanted to know where Tiger Field was. Cypress, right across from Safeway in the South City Park. Totally free to the kids to come out, and we're going to have probably 8 to 10 former Major League Baseball players there who are going to be instructing the kids. So, you know, watch for it. We'll be advertising it. And Carl, you offered to have a spokesperson come on the show.
Yeah. Something good for our community, something good for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Hey, okay, let's go to the phones. Hey, Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Mr. Bassetti. Hey, just a quick heads up to the community that's listening about the Colt 45s, if you haven't gone out to see them. This is really a high level of baseball.
Thank you.
And I saw a handful of games, more than a handful, last year, including when Jose came out with his team.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun. And they play very high caliber ball. The pitching is good, the hitting, the defense, the base running, everything about it is, in my estimation, the next step to these guys making the minor leagues. And I hope they all do, naturally. But the public needs to go out and support it because it really is good baseball entertainment. That's all I had.
Well, thank you, Coach. Thank you very much, Bob. And a caveat to that is that in the 7 years of the existence of the 45s, 40 players from the 45s have signed professional contracts.
Yeah.
And no one's gotten to the big leagues yet, but we have a few guys that are moving their way up through the minor leagues.
That's great. Well, you know, here's the thing is I know realize everybody wants to talk politics and all this, and it's true, and that's why we spent the first half. But this is something else that's good for our community that you're involved in here. That's got nothing to do with politics,
and
it also needs to know is when they start seeing that Tiger Field is getting rebuilt, it's got nothing to do with city. It's got nothing to do with taxpayer funding. It's going to be something that benefits our city from a private enterprise and not anything that we're paying into, which is really important because we're
reinvigorating,
hammered, as we've just pointed out, and by our electric rates and all that. Well, who pays for the lights on the
We
on
pay
the
for
field?
The lights. We pay a fee every night for the lights for the usage.
This is Colt 45.
Colt 45.
Okay, so if you're paying for that.
If you use Tiger Field, you pay a light fee.
Okay, I was just wondering about that.
Sure, and then there's also a rental fee for the baseball field.
Oh, okay.
So we pay for the field usage as well.
Great.
And nothing's free and gratis.
Nothing's free.
Yep.
Nothing's free. Yeah.
People
have given me a bad time for free. In fact, anyway.
Can you imagine the natural rivalry when Chico has their team? And so now we have Chico versus Reading. That's going to be a great, great rivalry in my opinion, and I'm looking forward to it. Pat Gillick, who was my general manager with the Blue Jays, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame as a baseball executive, is going to be the franchise person in Chico.
Great.
Thank you for your time to get a chance.
Well, you know what, Rick?
May 31st, come out. It's going to be veterans. We're going to be honoring all of our fallen soldiers.
Well, we're going to be talking about that and make sure we can get people out there. We'd like to help back that too. You know, we always have you on talking. I mean, every time we've come on, we've talked, you know, politics and everything, but I know you're really happy in this.
Yes.
You know, just the look on your face. And I'm very happy, that we're going to have something like this. So thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. And, as we get closer, I hope I can come back and maybe introduce a couple of our kids.
Well, I would like to do that. And so we can find out who they are, especially before the opening day. And you know what? There's something about, you know, that the green grass and the smell out there and then the hot dogs and the sound of the bat on the ball. I mean, just, you know what? It's like summer. Here's summer. It's
cold,
here.
A cold beer and
well,
a summer night.
I wasn't going to mention that one, but yes, that one was
a cold
good one
beer
too.
And a summer night watching a ball game.
Yep. What can I say?
Yep.
All right.
Thanks again, Carl.
Well, thanks a lot, Rick.
All right.
Hey, you know, following the show today, we're going into our third episode of Outside the Wire. Outside the Wire, we start talking about things maybe people aren't too comfortable with, like when you go outside the wire, and there could be some things out there that can harm you or at least scare you. So we've got our guest will be coming in here, Mr. Smith, and that's his real name, talking about planetary stuff. But we also want to talk about drones coming over, floating over your heads at night, and what they can do. We want to talk about why is the government buying 2,700 mine-resistant armored personnel carriers to give to the police forces and the federal forces. And they're already being put out there. Is that to carry the 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition they bought? All of these are going to be talked about on our next show, Outside the Wire, followed, of course, by Agenda 21. Have a great weekend. Our show's on the weekend everywhere. Anything from hunting and fishing to health to real estate, you know, they're all on here. More community programs than any other place in Northern California and perhaps the state, right here in KCNR. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year? From
dragging me down. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They've just set a date at the Vatican to start choosing a new pope. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Lisa, cardinals will begin their conclave on Tuesday. The Vatican saying it'll start after morning mass. 115 cardinals will take part in the vote. 77 votes are needed to pick a pope. The cardinals have spent the week holding preliminary meetings to discuss what they're looking for in the next pontiff. They've now decided they're ready to head to the Sistine Chapel, Lisa.
Simon, the new U.S. Defense Chief is now in Afghanistan. An unannounced visit. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
During the flight from Washington, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel told reporters he needs to see for himself the situation on the ground in Afghanistan. He'll be talking to commanders and to the troops, and he's already released a written message to them saying the administration's goal of Afghan forces taking over all combat by the end of next year is achievable. Hagel says he will do everything he can to get American forces home safely. Lisa.
Steve, thanks.